This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 119. It's time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along a path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach. Along with Amanda, you are a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're both grateful you've joined us. Check us out at Facebook at Rock on the Money and the website at rockonthemoney.com. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. This is my time of year. I love the weather change. You're in Florida.
Yes.
But for me, this is awesome. And D.C. cannot be better than this time of year. It's the
best. So we're about to enter the weather change that Floridians dread.
Oh, what? It's going to get hot now?
Hot and humid. We're about to enter the pea soup season. And then, of course, that just leads to hurricane season. Mm,
great. Yeah, we don't have that problem here. Hey, by the way, they're not going to let us look at the cherry blossoms this year again.
Well, so tell me about this. How can you be prohibited from looking at cherry blossoms? So, like, can't you just stay in a car and drive past them?
Well, technically, the Washington Mall and all that is a national park, technically.
Yeah.
Technically. So what they do is, they did this last year, they prohibit parking. So they just prohibit the parking all around there where you normally can park. And then they close the metro stations, the subway system. You can't get out at Smithsonian and stuff like that. So they do everything to keep you from doing that. However, you can get down there and it is open to the public. I mean, there's no way you can block it all off because it's open air national park. But they do all the things to discourage people from wandering down there. That's what they do. So they're not putting all the porta potties out there like they normally. It's the number one time of the year for tourism.
So is that the only place that there are cherry blossoms in D.C.?
No, we have neighborhoods. There's maps, online maps on Google where there's all these neighborhoods where you can drive through and walk. But, you know, it's because the memorials, it's just beautiful with the white memorials, the national, you know, Washington Monument and stuff like that.
Right.
But no, we have cherry blossoms all over the place, this area.
That's
gorgeous.
What I thought. That's why I'm how can they stop you?
No, it's a very floral area to be in. It really is. The Mid-Atlantic is such a great place to live. It's a great, we don't have all the weather issues or tornadoes and none of that stuff. Right. So it's really a great place to live, but costs more to live here because of all that. But anyway, no, it's great. Anyway, now, but they're going to keep everybody from going down there unless it changes last minute. Which I don't understand. It's outdoors.
I don't think things are going to change that quickly. I think it's going to have to be full on summer before things start changing for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of get out of that flu season time period. Hey, what we got on this episode? Or should I even
ask?
We
are doing another set of social media questions. Right, we have six today, and they're going to cover a number of different topics.
All right, what's the first one?
So the first question, this year's goal is to start investing, and I want to start with Bitcoin, maybe later with big companies like Amazon, Apple, Tesla, through Fidelity or Webull. What do you guys think? But I realize it's $2.99 to invest $50. Is that normal for all investment apps? Should I use PayPal since I have an account?
Okay, Amanda, real quick, don't get mad that I included this question. Because I know the rule is we don't talk about stocks. We don't do all this stuff. I included it because of what's going on with Bitcoin and everything else. I wanted us to refocus this person to what we are supposed to be doing. They're getting sucked in to the growth. And that's the only reason I put this in here, to put them back. Because what was the first thing they said? The goal this year is to start investing.
Right.
We need to get this person back to how you start investing. It's not Bitcoin.
It's not Bitcoin.
No, and that's why I included this. This is the worst way to start investing. And a lot of people are doing this. So I want to focus on how we start investing. Which is first you start with your workplace 401k. We max out a Roth 401k, 457, whatever you have available. And if you have that or don't, then the next one is we do the Roth IRA, your individual retirement account. That needs to be maxed out at $6,000 a year. Once you do your 401k and an IRA, either or, then, Amanda, then we can start talking about stocks and other things. So unless this individual, which they have not because they're starting to invest, you need to get your retirement accounts funded, fully funded for the year before I want to see any Bitcoin, Apple, Google, Tesla. I don't care. That is the order investing. That's not me. That's not Amanda. I'm going like a rant here. It's not us. This is a standard. If you go anywhere on the internet of any investment group, it is the standard of investing. Investopedia. Right. Everybody is telling you to do this, but you want to get, you're seeing Bitcoin and flashy lights and Apple and Tesla. You're getting sucked into the bug light. Don't do it.
People see people making money on Bitcoin, but they forget about all the times that Bitcoin goes down and people lose billions.
Right. I mean, there's some big names that have lost billions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's at all the time. It doesn't matter. There is an order of investing. Stick with the order. Once you get past that, sure, go knock yourself out with doggy coin or whatever. But 401k, IRA, fully funded for the year, Roth, then you can do this stuff.
Right.
That's why I included this.
This is not a starter package for investing.
You said you were starting to invest. This is the worst way to do it. Worst. Absolute worst. You're setting yourself up for failure. Number two.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm super new to investing in money management, but I've been reading a lot of books on it and listening to podcasts. Can you guys tell me your best tips?
Shoot. I think we just told them one.
Yeah.
That was the best one. I would say, look at the books that we have again.
Yeah. So of course the investing, start with the S&P 500, make sure you're fully funding your Roth IRA, make sure you're taking advantage of other tax advantage retirement accounts that are available to you. Yep. If you have them available through your employer, then certainly take a look at those, and invest whatever you can, as long as you're debt free. Like you have all of your debt paid off. You're through the first three baby steps. And then the other part of it, money management, is so important. So you're going to want to make sure that you have a household budget. Every single month you're budgeting your money, and every monthly budget is not going to be the same as the previous month, because every month there's going to be someone else's birthday or, you know, an annual Prime membership fee, you know, that you pay once a year, right? So every month is a little bit different. It's not something that you just say, oh, my monthly budget is this and I never have to look at it again.
Here's a little question for you. Yeah. I have a concern about the new generation coming in and they're not wanting to do the basics, thinking that's the old way of thinking. And they're going into this Robinhood and Bitcoin and all, they're doing all that and they're skipping the retirement portion of this. They're just jumping right for the money, because they're seeing all this online. I'm really starting to get concerned about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pandemic made it worse, because everybody was at home and everybody's now jumped on Robinhood. And all they do is see all this stuff on Facebook, Twitter, people making this money, that money. We're going after the hedge funds. So we're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm like, I just believe that people are going to mess up their futures here by going after the fast money. And I know they're going to say, well, you're an old man. What do you know? That's the old way. This is the new way. I say this is all going to flip really quick at some point when we come out, and people are going to get hurt. That's, I don't know. I really have nothing to base that on. I just think a lot of this is going to end bad. I really do. Or it delayed their saving over time for retirement, because the best thing for retirement is time.
Yeah, I wish I had started sooner instead of in my 30s.
Amanda, nothing against you in this podcast, but if I had started earlier, we would not be doing this podcast. I would be living in Hawaii on my own beach. Now, if I had started much earlier with what I know now, oh my goodness, Amanda, I kicked myself, but there was nothing out there, you know, in my generation. It's like, nobody taught you anything. You did what they told you to do.
Yeah.
Corporate America said, no, you just keep buying a car every, when you're done with your, time to buy a new one. You know, you do what everyone did, but no one knew any better. Some people did. And you know where they're at? They're in Hawaii, and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Question number...
Number three, what do you suggest for a bank account to toss in money that you don't need right now, but want easy access to with some sort of reasonable interest rate and no fees? Oh, I love this question.
I love that. I love the term toss.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I just want to toss some money around.
I got extra money at the end of the month and you got to make every penny work, right? Toss it in there. Love it.
Yeah. So we do recommend the online high yield interest accounts, like through Ally, Marcus by Goldman Sachs. There's a number of options available, and the interest rates are much higher than those that are available to you from, you know, your local bank or your regular bank. These online banks, they don't have branches, so mm-hmm. that's how they are able to offer you higher interest rates, is because they have lower overhead. So what it means is your money... So it's easy to contribute your money. You just transfer it from your other bank accounts. It's also easy to get your money back out, but it does take a day, sometimes two, for it to be transferred back out. So it's accessible. It's just not immediately accessible. If you don't need the money, I can't imagine you're going to need it within 5 minutes. You probably can wait the day or two.
Right. That was great. All right. We have three more questions. Two of them are definitely down your road. One Savvy Savings. You're going to love it.
Oh, I have a road.
Yes, you have a road. It's a great road. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock on Love.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig. Check out all of our episodes. They're everywhere. Literally everywhere. You have no excuse. Of course, like I said, if you're listening, you probably already knew that. Question number 4. What is the best app or website to sell kids items or collector items on?
Oh.
Well, here's two that popped in my head. But you're a Savvy Savings. I was thinking eBay, number one. Well, Poshmark is where I was thinking about kids. Like clothing, the clothing.
Mercari is actually Mercari, really popular now. Probably more so than eBay. I mean, not to knock eBay, but they haven't really improved their site or platform in the last 20 years. I mean, it's still super dated.
It does look like from the 90s. Because I've been on eBay forever.
Yeah, and it's clunky. And honestly, the deals that you used to get on eBay are gone because now it's mostly just new items that retailers are selling there or these retail, what do they call them? Retail
arbitrage.
Arbitrage. Yeah, yeah. As a consumer, I'm not finding the deals there that I used to find, 10 years ago. You're going to want to probably look at things like Facebook Marketplace is a great way to sell locally, especially things that are heavier to ship. That's a great option. I've had a lot of success on Facebook Marketplace. It's super easy, and everyone seems to be using Facebook right now, unless you're banned from it.
Which a lot of people are.
It's happening more and more
right now. It's crazy.
Crazy. Mercari is super popular right now. It's like the newer, fancier version of eBay.
Yeah.
But it's very popular. So I would look there. If you have kids' items and you have a local, like Once Upon a Child, you can bring them in there and they may buy them off of you immediately if you need quick cash, so that's an option. I used to do that when my son was really little.
Nice.
If you have crafts or homemade type items, then Etsy's a great site.
That is the place for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question number five, a tax question. I would say it's kind of a tax question.
Okay.
Can I contribute to my Roth IRA as a 2020 contribution now, which is right now, let's just say it's March 2021.
Okay.
Then turn around and contribute as 2021. I have $12,000 in dead money. I like how it's dead. You know what? Just toss it. Let's just toss it somewhere.
Yeah. Toss your dead money somewhere.
I love this thinking though. They want to put that money to work. I like that.
Yeah. So since it's March, then yes, you may still make a 2020 contribution. You're allowed to make it up until April 15th. So yes, you can make your $6,000 2020 contribution and then turn around and make another $6,000 2021 contribution, assuming that your income levels qualify you in each of these tax years. Terrific. If you've got that money available, definitely put it to work for you.
Hey, Amanda, got a real estate question for you.
Okay.
Is there any way to avoid paying PMI with less than 20% down as a first-time home buyer?
So the only way I'm aware of avoiding PMI as with less than 20% down is through a VA loan, if you're eligible for a VA loan. Other than that, then I'm not aware of any other loan that will allow you to get away without paying PMI if you're putting down less than 20%. Yeah. And the reason you're able, you don't pay PMI under a VA loan is because the federal government is insuring it for you.
There you go. We do like to coach people saving that 20%.
Right.
Yeah. We want to avoid that because that's just crazy wasted money.
Yes. Now, the other thing, though, is that once you do have 20% equity in your home, then the PMI disappears. Right. Like the PMI payment is no longer applies. So the other way that this can happen is after you purchase the home, if suddenly, you know, real estate values skyrocket and your home is now worth much more than what you purchased it for, you can get another appraisal that would then demonstrate that you have more than 20% equity in the home.
What was the cost for appraisal where you're at that you've seen?
You know? So it's probably going to run you around $500 or so.
That's what I've heard around here. 350 to five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, you know, guesstimate on what it would cost. It may be more, maybe less, but I think $500 is pretty safe.
That would be worth doing though, if you can get rid of PMI.
Yeah. If you can get rid of it years earlier or months earlier, then it's going to pay for itself.
Within a, yeah. Awesome.
But work with your lender, you know?
Yeah. He'll work with you. All right. Well, thank you, Amanda.
All right.
All right. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.